Students come from mostly South America, Australia, New Zealand, and Europe, but also, says Rob Harder of the Christian Center, from other areas of the world to have an experience working and living in a ski resort town.
It's typically South Americans, Australians, Europeans, but we've got students from Uzbekistan, from Turkey, and then from the Philippines, which I don't think we've ever had anybody from the Philippines. So we've got some unique, different cultures coming this year.
Harder says the next few weeks are crucial to get the workers placed in accommodation around Park City. He says there's not a lot of employee housing offered at ski resorts and hotels.
So I think that's where the difficulty comes in, is they get a job, but there's no housing that comes with it. But even the Deer Valley, they're trying to extend more, but they, with the number of people that come through, they don't have enough housing for everybody. So that's where we need the community to really jump in and provide some more housing.
Harder says most of the students aren't procuring their housing ahead of time, instead waiting until they get here.
I would say the majority come without housing. They try, but we guide them and direct them. In fact, we give them a kind of a, here's what to do, what not to do. For example, there's a lot of scammers out there. They'll send money and it's a complete fake. And then they get, they lose their $500 deposit, things like that. So they have to be really careful. But we, use KSL, Park Record, go online to check out every possible, housing that's available while you're still in Brazil or Argentina, where you're coming from. But they've found that it's very difficult. So typically, I would say most of them find their housing once they get on location.
Scott Loomis of Mountainlands Community Housing says these students are looking to rent an entire house or just a room, which he says can be an enriching experience for those who choose to open up their homes.
First of all, it's a way to meet somebody from a different culture, particularly if you have kids. It's a good experience. There was a nice letter to the editor in the Park Record this past week that shared the experiences that a family had with, I think it was three different students. But from an economic standpoint, it's a good way to make a little money in the winter. Usually $500 to $600 per room is the going rate, particularly if you're on the bus route or nobody has cars, so access is very important. Overall, I think it's just a good experience for the people that open up their homes.
Each Wednesday between now and Christmas, there's a roommate roundup taking place at 5 p.m. at the Christian Center. If you're interested in renting a room or a house to these international students, you can show up to meet some of them.
So because they trickle in and it does take some time, I'd encourage you, if you have a place you'd like to rent or if you want to vet out multiple people, like maybe yourself, you want to check out, see who's out there, come every Wednesday a couple of times and just be a fly on the wall and just kind of observe. And if you don't have to commit, that's fine. Just come meet some students. You don't have to commit to anything. And so, but yeah, every Wednesday between now and the first Wednesday before, or the last Wednesday before Christmas, 5:30 to 7 at the Christian Center.
That's Rob Harder of the Christian Center, along with Scott Loomis of Mountainlands Community Housing. If you're interested but can't make the Wednesday evening roommate roundup, you can go online to housinghelp.org to register your room or house. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.